It could be vastly improved. The atmosphere could go up much higher. The new Earth could be a larger Earth, though I tend to think that the Lord might, you know, make it more comparable size to what it is, but he certainly could make it. He can deal with gravitational issues, and I think some people have said to me, well, you know, because you couldn't possibly breathe up there. And I said, well, I don't think breathing would be, you know, God can make us breathe anywhere, and I don't think we'd have to have spacesuits or, you know, anything like that. The other thing is it possible that those measurements are purely figurative? Yes, it is possible. Now, some people are absolutely convinced that they're figurative measurements, not to be taken literal. The one thing that makes me hesitate about that is, why does it say that an angel comes out with a measuring rod, and these are the measurements, and then it emphasizes these were the actual measurements of the city, and then it says in earthly terms. In other words, it's like, okay, well, maybe it's just talking about that it's cubical, like the Holy of Holies, I mean, the holy place, and that was cubical. Well, yeah, but it could say cubical without the dimensions being that large, so it doesn't have to be literal. I recognize there are figurative things in the book of Revelation, okay, because I don't think any of us are thinking lambs with seven heads and, you know, all of the different things that you've got in the book of Revelation. So we don't take it all literally, but we do take some of it literally, and you just have to figure out which is which. So I'm really not dogmatic on that issue. I don't know whether those measurements are literal. I think it's possible they are. And I don't think it'll be a problem for God, given the dimensions of the city or our new bodies, any of that.